I know, I've been there quite a few times now, but no, I love it down there. The audiences have always been great and welcoming to me. So yeah, I look forward to this Saturday. It's gonna be good.
What about the ice skating, ice dancing show? Are you a natural ice skater? Because you certainly look it after that.
Well, thank you very much. But you know what? I worked hard at that. It was a job that was a real challenge for me.
Yeah. Did you get a few bumps and bruises on the way?
Of course, yeah. That comes with the territory.
You've had a really varied career, haven't you?
Do you know what? I've been so blessed to have done so many different variety of things in my career. But you know, over the last few years, lost focus on actually who I want to be and what I want to do for the long haul, you know. And a lot of people come up to me now and they're like, you know, think I'm an ice skater.
Yeah, well, that's, I can understand that.
You know, which is fair enough. So I'm just working real hard now to get that message back out there, is that, you know, where it all began and why people initially started following me and doing what I'm doing because of the singing, you know.
Well, let's just remind up those who aren't familiar, maybe a new generation, where it did all begin for you. I mean, you did quite a bit of TV stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I started out in Brookside back in the day when I was about 8. And I've done a lot of different sort of soaps and dramas and whatnot in between all that. Then I went to college and I took a chance on The X Factor in 2006. And I was one of the lucky ones. I got to the end and I came runner-up. I had a platinum-selling album, went 338,000 copies, went to number one for 2 weeks. My single went to number one. And I had a sellout tour. So for me, it was the start of something really special, and it was over too soon.
You know, when we watch those behind-the-scenes shows of X Factor and you see all the thousands and thousands of wannabes and hopefuls queuing up at the auditions, and you think, how on earth, what is that journey like, going all the way through, jumping through all the hoops and finally being runner-up?
Yeah, I mean, I was so young and naive, you know, it's all I knew at the time. So I was always used to rejection because I've been auditioning all my life. I've been in and out of college and open auditions and private auditions, getting the knockback. And, you know, you end up getting used to the rejection.
Yeah.
You end up, you know, sort of getting a thicker skin, if you like.
What do you remember of it all?
I'll tell you what I remember. I remember that the night before my audition, my mum and my auntie going to camp outside the stadium to get me a place up front. And then I remember being in the final. That's how quick it was.
How did it change your life?
Well, I came home to the same house and my little Ford Fiesta was covered in egg. So that was the difference. But no, it definitely changed my life for sure. I mean, you know, as I say, 17, you're taking it all in, aren't you? And I was a baby. I didn't understand a lot about the industry then or what it took to be in the music industry. I followed orders and procedure and sang the songs I wanted to sing and had a great album, a massive experience for me, and I love it. I always look back and never regret one thing because it was, you know, it was the stepping stone in my career. But it's made me the person I am today.
Now, you've been out in New York. You've had a TV film crew following you around, haven't you?
I've had a TV crew follow me around for a week, me and my wife. So it's been a bit hectic, but I loved every minute of it. It's going to be a great watch, you know. It's all about the life and what we're doing and as a family and everything else. So, yeah, it's a bit of fun. It's going to be a really great watch because there's a lot of honesty there, a lot of truth, you know, because there is a lot of negativity in this game, and it only makes me stronger, really. But the 20th of September, more importantly.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Stanford Corn Exchange, and we'll come on to Skegness in just a moment.
Yeah.
You've got this mini tour coming up.
Yes.
And we're really looking forward to seeing you. Stanford Corn Exchange, stuff from the album?
Yeah, so it's going to be purely an evening of music. I'm not going to be chatting. I'm not going to be chewing your ear off. It's going to be me, a small little band, and just pure music. Some of the stuff from the old album, which people would recognise. And then I'm bringing them up to date with songs that I just like to sing in particular. And, of course, a couple of exclusive tracks that are going to be on the album that they're going to hear there first.
How much of a say do you have in the writing and what's
everything,
on?
Everything. I'm in control. And that's the beauty of it. Me and my manager, Steve, he's an absolute legend, my manager. He's like a brother to me. We spend every living moment together preparing and setting things up and getting ready for what hopefully is going to be an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. Let's just talk quickly about Skegness. Are you there to switch on the lights?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, mate. I really am. I wish I was singing my tracks, but I won't be able to sing that from my new album just yet. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it, mate, to see the crowd again and then back on the 20th, so that'll be good.
It is a privilege, you know, to switch the lights on at Skegness. Many big names have gone before you, right?
I know, so I've heard.
Listen, Ray, we wish you all the very best.
Awesome, thanks, mate. And listen, would you just tell everybody, if you want to check any videos or promotional videos, which I've had done recently for the new tracks, as a taster of them all, and also you can buy tickets online for the gig, it's rayquinn.co.uk, and Twitter and everything is all on there.